A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast there is in the United States right now.
Hell yeah, it is.
Hell yeah, it is.
I usually disagree with you at that point because you've been saying that since, what, episode two?
Yeah, episode two. I really got on board with saying we're the best from the very beginning, because why the fuck not, you know?
I feel like we always need to revisit this fact. So this is episode 23.
Okay, I didn't even know. Okay,
I had to look at our score to find out.
Perfect.
I feel like we need to revisit this every so often because you, at the very beginning of this, wanted nothing to do with this podcast.
You're right. I will say I didn't think it was a stupid idea.
You posted on social media, here's the first episode of this thing Devin made me do.
Yeah, I said it was like your idea. Now, here's the deal. It's not that I thought it was stupid. I thought the premise was good. I just didn't know what I was getting into because obviously
you wanted an easy out.
I wanted an easy out because the first few weeks, I had no idea what the hell I was doing with this.
We didn't. I had an idea. And we just had to figure out what the idea was.
Yeah.
And now we've got it down. But I feel like we need to always revisit the fact that you very clearly wanted to make it so that this was not your thing.
Well, it's my thing.
Just in case it tanked.
But it didn't. It's doing quite well. And I'm very excited to be here. And let me tell you, what's the current score? Because I've been going back and forth on catching up and not catching up.
I'm not happy about it. It's 12 to 10. I'm still up 2 points.
Okay, only two. So I'm closing the gap for real.
Yeah, I'm really not happy about this.
Okay, this is fantastic. Now, of course, that's Devin. I'm Gunner. We're all over the internet. Where can people find the show?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. Always reach out to us there because I love seeing what people comment and the messages, like the DMs that we get about these episodes or when we post stuff. So we posted, what did I just post? The thing about the alien, the UFO sighting in Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
And when you see stuff like that, people immediately comment or DM us with other things they want to see, which I just think is cool.
Well, yeah, that's one of those things. Like, you know, I even saw somebody shared today just randomly on Facebook, like, have you ever seen a UFO before? And this was on like a random radio station, you know, Facebook page. And I clicked on the comments because I'm like, okay, what are these people saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, yeah, I've seen them. I've reported them multiple times. I'm like, man, why am I not good enough to see a UFO?
I'm still mad. Okay, we still need to do this. I have it written down. I can see it from where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
MUFON.
Oh, MUFON, yeah.
And we still haven't looked up the North Dakota chapter.
We got to find MUFON.
For MUFON, so we can get a hold of these people and see what that actually... I just want to talk to them.
Well, one time this was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I was in my office and I looked up MUFON right here and I was like, okay, I'm going to join this. And like, there was all these technical glitches on their website and wouldn't let me sign up to become a member of MUFON.
Were you trying to sign up?
I was trying to like get in on the MUFON game and like the website was messed up. I'll circle back on that tomorrow though.
There were a bunch of broken links when I went on it too.
Yeah.
When we talked about it. That was like 10 episodes ago.
Yeah. It's still not fixed. So I don't know if MUFON's been shut down. I have no idea.
But there were email addresses and phone numbers to call. So we need to reach out.
Oh, we just got
to
call somebody.
Yeah. To like the actual director of whatever in North Dakota.
And I'll be like, hey man, I'm Gunner. I really want to do some MUFON stuff. I want to find an alien.
Please don't use that verbiage.
I know, MUFON stuff.
Hey, I'm Gunner. I want to like do some of that MUFON stuff that you guys do.
And I'm really going to help you out. I'm going to find an alien. And once I do, okay, let's say that. Let me just ask you this before getting your shit. If you found, let's say you came across an alien spacecraft that had been, it had crashed, right?
Sure.
And you come across a little alien that's crawling out, like, do you try to catch it and cage it?
Is that's what that scenario looks like in your head?
In my head,
a UFO crashes and there's a little alien crawling out
to
so
try
that's,
to
that's the scenario
try to get away out. To turn into like an owl or something, you know, so it like blends in with the environment.
What a badass animal to turn into.
What? An owl would be a pretty good alien. Yeah, it'd be a pretty good one,
I
right?
agree.
So let's say you see a little alien like crawling out like, scurrying away.
Okay.
Do you try to bag that bitch and take it home, put it in a cage?
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes.
See, I do that too. I try to bag that bitch.
I can't think of another thing that we would do.
I mean, some people would probably take a, like, try to kill it because they'd be like, oh my God, I don't know what this is. No, I'm bagging that thing.
No, you can't. No, it's probably worth a lot less if you kill it.
That's what I was thinking.
You kidding? I'm going to take that some bitch and I'm going straight to Area 51 and I'm going to stand outside the gates and be like, hey, fuckers.
Yeah, but here's a problem
with
that.
What will you give me for this?
They're going to give you a bullet to the head, is what they're going to give you.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, you got to take that thing to Vegas or something and put it on the strip in, like, some kind of tank and perform for
the
people.
But how do you do that anyway, where they don't just come after you and kill you?
I have no idea.
Because if they know where it is, and they know how to find you.
Shit, now I don't know. This isn't even fair. You're right. This isn't even fair. Like, yeah. I can't find an alien and not get murdered for that.
Well, no, you might not get murdered. You have to turn over to the government and then just not get paid. No, because they're coming after you.
They're coming after me. I want to get paid.
We need to think on this.
Oh my God, there's a scam there somewhere. We need a shit ton of aliens that we can put in like a circus or a zoo, you know?
Yeah, how do we, I'm not sure how we do that.
I was asking simple questions.
I love digging into the stories though of the people who, the actual sightings. We talked about this like 4 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Of actual peoples. We went through like 10 sightings and I did say that we're going to circle back on that list because there were like 40.
Yeah.
And I want to keep going over more of them. So maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah, totally.
But that was so cool. Like, I love reading actual occurrences, or when we're talking about that place down in Mississippi, it's like the most famous sighting place.
Yeah, where there's just UFOs flying all over all the time, like every other day.
Right. And now the local people are just like silent, like they won't talk about it.
Yeah, that's what happens when the government pads your pockets with some cash, maybe.
Yeah. God, that's so cool.
I know. I want some of that money. I get
Fuck
it.
Fuck yeah. Give me that money.
Give me that cash.
We're always hashtag pivoting for cash.
That's all we do, man. We just pivot for cash, whatever it takes.
We'll get there one day.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
I hope so.
I don't. I don't have very much faith in us if that's, but you're always the dreamer.
I'm very optimistic.
I'm the logical realist over
here. Somebody has to be.
Oh my God. So today we're talking about something that has come up over the course of the show.
Okay.
And every time it comes up, you ask the question, well, what is that actually? What is the Illuminati?
Yeah, okay.
And every time I say, I don't know.
Yeah, we talk about the Illuminati like we know. And actually you said,
like, yeah, they say that they're members of the Illuminati. And you say,
oh my God, what's the Illuminati?
What is the Illuminati? And what I don't know. And I didn't do my research.
And see, I feel like I've read, you know, certain books like those Dan Brown books, like, you know.
Do you know he's my favorite author and I'm obsessed?
He's fantastic. And I feel like I've read some of his books that talk about the Illuminati, but yeah. It doesn't go into great detail about what the Illuminati is. And maybe
it does, but you skip over it. Because it's too in depth.
No, but
that's what I do.
I see. I never skip over stuff. But what was his big book?
Angels and Demons, or Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. And then he had a bunch of others. And it's been like 15 years since I read the Da Vinci Code. I've seen the movie. Movies don't count compared to those books because those books are the shit. So good. So
do you know there's like 5 other books he's written that are equally as good?
Oh yeah, I got a bunch. I think I've read all of his books. Yeah. At this point, or same. Pretty much all of his books.
He put out one. Inferno and Origin are his 2 recent ones.
Yep.
And both of those are just like, but you have to be ready to read something that requires, like, it's not an easy read.
No, you got to have a brain.
But they're so good.
Yeah, because I read Inferno. I reread it again, like, last year because I have it. I have, like I said, always. But Origin, I never read that one. I didn't read that one. I should probably read
that. I have
it
on my bookshelf. You can borrow it.
I'll borrow it.
You borrowed my Harry Potter books not long ago, and you still have those.
I was looking at those on my, they're on my dresser. I was like, I should take those back to her.
Have you read them?
No, I don't care about Harry Potter.
You've got that, and you've got some of my baking gear. You're not a good returner.
You're a wizard, Harry. I don't give a shit about wizards. You know what I mean?
You said to me that you wanted to read those.
I think Katie at home was like, you should read Harry Potter. I'm like, all right, I'll read Harry Potter because I'm a whipped little bitch. Whatever.
I'm really glad. I have 2 sets. We have a nice set that was clearly my husband's. It was not mine. And we have the crappy set that's mine.
Yeah.
And I gave you the crappy set.
I'll give the crappy set back. I'm never going to read them.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, you can't borrow. My Dan Brown books are all like the really nice hardcover that I bought.
I'll go to the library. It's fine.
But those are really good. So in those books, though, they talk about the Illuminati.
All the time.
And we do talk about stories all the time where it comes up. And they talk about Beyonce's in the Illuminati and all these different stories of these people part of it. But we never actually have gone over what the fuck Illuminati is.
We've never established that.
We haven't. So today we're going to have a little history lesson.
Okay, see, and you had me print this off and I saw it was about the Illuminati. I did not read it because I'm like, okay, she's going to tell me what the Illuminati is.
Well,
so
the
I'm
headline
excited.
Is the Illuminati conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this.
But this is basically, and it's pretty short and sweet, but it's just some history on what it is, basically.
Okay, here we go.
So this will be good for us. So now in the future, when we talk about it, I can be like, I can tell you what that is.
Yeah, now that's a part of the Illuminati, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I can point it out a little bit better now. So basically, the Illuminati is basically people who are seeking to create a dominant world totalitarian government. Okay, so the whole idea, they call it like the New World Order, and they want to take over the whole planet. So it's not just like the secret society here. They want to be infiltrating the whole planet.
Okay, well, right off the bat. Okay, now hearing that definition, I've heard that before. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Now I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on here? Because, hello, have you heard of coronavirus taking over the whole entire planet? The Illuminati's behind this shit.
But we've already had that conversation. We've done two episodes on coronavirus.
I know, but the Illuminati.
Both of them talked about the Illuminati.
Okay.
And so, of course, they would have a single government for the whole planet.
That's horrible.
All made up of Illuminati members.
Okay.
Okay, so many, obviously, conservatives very unhappy with the amount of involvement that government has in private affairs now. We're not talking about the Illuminati. This is something where people are just unhappy with the amount of involvement government has now. They talk about how they can see us through your laptops, your cell phone, how you have a conversation, it pops up on your targeted ads on Facebook.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Do they know how much porn I watch? The government?
100%.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But that's why when you search certain things, they're flagged. Have you ever watched any show? I think of obviously the one I'm obsessed with is Blacklist.
Yeah, Blacklist.
And that's where they're talking. It's all about if you're searching things or phone calls and they pick up certain certain words or phrases, and that's how they ping you as being dangerous.
Oh my God. Hopefully they're not listening to this shit right now.
Well, all they'd have to do is a quick Google search to find out that we're clearly no threat to society.
We're no threat. I can hardly ninja kick. So
yeah, we can't do a goddamn thing.
No.
But they also talk about how celebrities and government officials they think are part of the Illuminati.
Well, now I'm starting to think that that's true.
Right. Okay, so they have a website on here, and I haven't gone to it yet, but we're going to have to. IlluminatiOfficial.org.
Oh, wait. Can we join the Illuminati? Is this something we're looking to do?
No, because it's not a real thing, quote unquote.
Okay, yeah, but okay. Once we get into their headquarters, I really want to take a look around.
Yeah. So the reason why this whole idea is totally crazy is because it goes against everything that we really know currently. So as far as we're taught, the different countries have different governments, of course. They're all run differently. You've got your prime ministers, you have your presidents, you have your
queens, you have your yeah, you know what I mean?
Right, you've got all sorts of different
shit. There's still kings and queens out there running the shit. I don't get it at all.
Right, exactly. So America especially has safeguards against okay, I'm gonna butcher this word. It's a very authoritarianism.
Okay,
authoritarianism.
Okay, that sounds like a word that makes sense.
This is why I love our shows, because they're so real.
Yeah.
I did not read that before. I just tried to read it off the fucking paper.
But you highlighted shit, so it was part of the highlighted part. Yeah,
yeah. Obviously.
You just didn't read what you were highlighting.
I just can't pronounce the word authoritarianism.
That's a hard word.
There
though.
We go. Third time's a charm.
Okay, say it one more time.
Authoritarianism.
Oh, see, now you got it. Okay.
I got it.
I'm not gonna try to say it because I don't think I can do it.
So in America especially, we have these safeguards up against that, right? So that there can't be one power that comes up, Trump, right? He can't just make decisions for the whole country.
I don't know. He wants to move the election now. He wants to postpone it,
right.
You know? So I don't know.
But he also says all of those things.
And he knows he can't do it.
With the understanding he can't do a lot of it. That's why we have the House, the Senate, and all of that crap.
Can't get away with that shit.
Exactly. So the idea that there's a group who can control everything just defies everything that we know.
Okay.
And not just now, but all the way back to our founding fathers. This goes in America, they're saying this can't be a thing. So that's why it's so terrifying for people that this one power could be real.
You know another place I feel like I learned about the Illuminati?
Where?
The greatest movie, one of the greatest movies ever, National Treasure. I feel
oh my God.
Yeah.
Seriously, I would say up there with, Marvel movies are my number one.
Sure.
All of them, especially Thor, because, but
that's her noise for banging, I guess.
All the Marvel movies. But then right underneath there, National Treasure, I have seen so many times.
It's so good.
That I can point out where the editing, you can always see.
Yeah.
Where there might have been editing flaws in the first one because it was a long time ago.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, those are, I love those so much.
Let me ask you this real quick. Okay, so let's say the Illuminati is a real thing. It's a secret thing, but it's a government that's wants to take over all the shit across the world, which is a totally impossible task. Because how are you going to get North or South Korea on board or China on board with
this? Unless Kim Jong-un is part of the Illuminati.
I think he's dead. I don't know. I think he died.
There's a lot of people saying he's dead.
We should probably talk about that on a different podcast. I think that motherfucker's dead. Yeah.
They also talk about how, and we'll get into this, how celebrities are clones. And how people like that are just clones. They've been killed off and it's a clone in their place. And the clone is Illuminati.
Okay. So, let me start here. Okay. Where is, in your opinion, because we don't obviously know this at all.
No.
Where do you think the headquarters of the Illuminati is? There must be a, quote, headquarters for the Illuminati. Like, not like a White House, but some house somewhere, I don't know. Yeah.
Obviously, there's a very obvious answer.
Okay.
Antarctica.
We've
had this conversation before. What the fuck is on Antarctica? You can't stay there. There's research things, but there's this huge portion of it. The second option is one of those undersea places we've talked about, because only 97% of the sea has been... No, 97% of it has not been explored. And we've said there's got to be some like underwater places like this, right? Where people can congregate.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of those two.
Third option. Moon base. Third option.
Moon base. Oh, yep. My God. Okay. Absolutely. So there are three good places.
Yeah, that you could go if you're Illuminati.
I mean, we've got the technology right now, right?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Here's another side question.
Okay.
Can you and I join the Illuminati to try to infiltrate it to figure out what the fuck is going on?
No.
So because I can't just like join it like I can any other thing?
No, this isn't like MUFON where we call them up and say, yo, I want some of that MUFON.
Well, how does it go? Do they put a bag over your head in the middle of the night and they're like, come with us, you're Illuminati now? I'm like, okay, bro. You
know? Well, fuck, I hope so.
Well, me too, but how do we get in position to where they bag us up?
If you are listening to this, this shitty podcast, and you are Illuminati, because we're going to hashtag you, son.
Yeah, we're going to hashtag you.
We're going to hashtag the fuck out of you if you're Illuminati. We're cool with that whole bag over the head thing.
Just don't hurt us.
Yeah, just don't hurt.
Because
exactly.
We'll be afraid and scared and stuff.
Yeah,
we'll
make sure our families know we're okay.
Yeah, we want to like know your secrets, though. I want to know their secrets.
Okay, so anyway, forms of evidence that people use to justify the existence of this, okay? So, certain symbols, such as, of course, the Eye of Horus.
Oh, yeah, the Eye.
And the pyramid, it's on U.S. currency. They're both on U.S. currency.
Which makes you think the founding fathers or whoever started printing some cash, they were definitely Illuminati if that's a symbol.
Yeah. And then when people see stuff like this, they believe that this is evidence that the company or organization's involvement in the Illuminati. So when companies have their logo and it has the triangle, right? Or it has the Eye of Horus or whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, they're saying that somebody in that company or it's somehow affiliated with the Illuminati. So when they have, companies just have their logo have that as part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our logo. Our logo is the pyramid.
Oh, dude, are we in the Illuminati? I didn't even know.
Yeah, with the Eye of Horus in the middle.
You're right.
I made our logo.
I didn't even think about that. Are we part of the Illuminati and you didn't tell me?
No, I wish.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
No, our logo, which I need to redo because now that we're like a few episodes in and I'm looking back at it, I threw it together in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was a pretty 5 second move, but I like it. I don't not like it. I know.
It was a good filler for now, but I need to make a new one. But it is literally the pyramid with the Eye of Horus looking through it.
Okay, so hashtag we're Illuminati
too. Hashtag we Illuminati.
We Illuminati.
Yep, exactly. So another reason people believe that it exists, that it's a real thing, is because it did in fact exist in the past. It was created by, Weishaupt.
Okay.
It's a German name. So in Germany, wanted to have a group where people could have just discussions about secularism.
Okay.
Okay. I struggle with all those words.
Well, they're really big words though.
Oh, can't do big words.
Well, and when you don't pre-read it and you're reading it for the first time, I get it.
Well, I did pre-read this. I mean, I pre-read through it, but some of those words I just struggle a little bit with.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so he just wanted to have conversations about this, basically. But during this time, they were about as anti-religious and like anti-everything as it gets.
Okay.
Right? So it was just like shut down right away. It's like the people, people now that want to talk about not having a president. Like, that's how bad or like how much of a non-conversation it was.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, it's like, okay, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand about the Illuminati, how they feel like they can get total control over the entire world. You know what I'm saying?
Because you get people in power. You get people.
I get it. So like, let's say Trump is part of the Illuminati. So he's giving in to what the Illuminati's the thing is. And let's say the prime minister of India, I don't even know if they have a prime minister. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Let's say, so they just.
A prince of India maybe?
Maybe. So they get all on the same level and they just rule the same way.
So then that's your politics.
Yeah.
But that's why they also have celebrities. Okay. So you've got your media inside like that. And then you'd probably have whoever is like, the top players in all of media, the people, not just like reporters, like the top of the top. Well, then you get one of them that's Illuminati.
Okay. So So as the way the world is going right now.
Yeah.
Do you think the world is ran actually by the Illuminati?
No.
You don't think it's there yet?
I think there are like chapters of this, and I think that people think that they're going to be like, that this is going to be a thing one day, like world domination, right? They're going to take over and all of that stuff. And I think that there are groups of people who are like, maybe call themselves that or call themselves something else with the same idea in mind.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And that could be true, because when a lot of people believe that, actually, because the church got shut down, this whole thing, it was basically like Scientology.
Yeah.
Like where it's a thing, but it's so like anti-religious. It's so just ridiculous.
Exactly.
That it's something people make fun of. So it shut down, right? So Scientology is eventually going to, right?
Oh, eventually Scientology is going. Not only is Scientology going down, but they are going to get busted by the feds.
Oh,
probably.
My gosh. Yeah. You know they've killed people.
Oh, yeah. Personally, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it shut down, though, there's a lot of people that believe it continued underground and still exists today under the New World Order.
Okay. See, this is awesome. I love the secret society shit.
Yeah.
I think absolutely. It's awesome.
And they have, there's actual, a lot of people believe too that they want, okay, so part of what they want to do is militarize the police.
Yeah.
So it's not just the media and the government, it's also like police forces army and all of that stuff too, because what are you if you don't have an army?
Oh, exactly, dude. See, I love this. So,
yeah.
And just look at 2020 in general. Like 2020, everybody's is like the worst.
Talk about the most fucked up year.
Yeah, it's so bad. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, I feel like now after hearing all this stuff, the Illuminati's completely in control of 2020 to get everybody in fucking line.
Oh, probably. Or they're doing what a lot of people say out there on like the coronavirus threads.
Yeah.
Where they say they're just, and masks threads, you know, because everybody, every Karen out there hates masks, basically. And
I hate to have the name Karen right now, by the way.
You know, my aunt's name Karen. And so whenever I post stuff or say stuff, she thinks it's funny, though.
Yeah.
But that's where a lot of people are saying they're just, I see this shit on Facebook all the time. People are posting like they're just seeing who follows the herd and who doesn't.
Yeah, totally.
So that's how they're deciding who gets to be part of the herd and who they're just going to off at the end of this.
Man,
I tell you what, I'm fucked if that's the case.
No kidding. We're so screwed.
Yeah. I feel like you and I both go against the grain all the time.
All the time. I mean, I have a mask in my car. I'll wear it if I have to. It's got a skull on it. I'm cool with it, but
we do have to. To go into the grocery store, you have to now. I had to run, into Costco today and I had to put a mask on.
Yeah. But see, a lot of those stores, like, they're not going to enforce it. You can walk in.
Yes, they do. The grocery store, our local chain or whatever.
Yeah.
They had somebody sitting outside with masks and they don't let you in and they will kick you out if you're not wearing one.
Well, good thing I got one with a skull on it.
Yeah,
it's
and
awesome.
You know what? For fuck's sake, it takes 15 minutes to do whatever you're doing, wear a mask.
But yeah, I'm gonna end up robbing a bitch, you know? It's gonna be awesome.
Oh my God, this old... Okay, last tangent.
Yeah.
This old guy, I'm going into the grocery store yesterday and this old guy, we're putting on our masks at the same time. He had to be in his 80s and he goes, ready to put on your mask and rob this grocery store?
And you're like, absolutely, let's go knock it down.
I looked at him and without even thinking, I go, fuck yeah, I am. And then I realized I said the word fuck to an 80-year-old.
That's okay. 80-year-olds like to live too, you know?
He sounds
dangerous. I like that guy.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So the last couple things about this is just obviously the fact that they think the Illuminati is killing celebrities, replacing them with clones, and the clones then are Illuminati.
Okay.
They have videos of like Beyonce where she's zoned out at a basketball game and they say that was a glitch in the clone.
Oh my God.
Kanye West is another name that comes up a lot.
West seems like if anybody's in the Illuminati,
I believe it.
It's him.
You know what though? I don't think so, because I don't think he'd be able to keep his mouth shut. I think he'd want to tell everyone he's Illuminati.
Plus you're right. He's not like famous enough. Well, he is famous enough now, but he hasn't been around long enough to be cloned.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yep.
Absolutely. And nobody's going to tell him any secrets. You're right. He's going to put it on Twitter.
Yeah. So then the last thing they say, many people have questioned why a society that's supposed to be so secretive would put out so many hints that they exist. So that does make sense. If you want to be secretive, why are you even letting people, why have any hints? Why have clones? Why have, you know, your pyramid and eye on our currency, things like that?
Okay, see, I like this. So that means I'm going, well, I already do have a fake cult on Facebook. We are incognito. Maybe I'll make that, turn that into the next Illuminati. I really should, man. I want some followers and I don't really want to cause chaos, but I want some free money somehow for my followers, so.
I mean, if we could con some money out of that.
I mean, all it is like,
opposed.
You know, it's like when you're at church and they're passing around the tray for money and stuff. I mean, where's that money going? I don't know. It's all tax free, right? Like,
church. You do know that it goes to the church, right?
Yeah, I know, but
and the church uses it for.
Yeah, but like, does some
for
of that,
like their building and their staff.
Does some of that slip off the top a little bit?
Well, yeah, you see stories in the news of that all the time. What's that called? When you're skimming money off the top. It's a very common word.
Bankruptcy.
No.
Money laundering.
No.
Stealing cash.
Money laundering is when you're bringing money in.
Yeah, and then you got to wash it out. Because, I know how money laundering works.
Oh my God, what am I thinking?
I don't know. Are you going to ask your phone right now?
I'm asking my phone.
Okay, here we go.
What is the word for when you are skimming money off the top of a business?
That's stealing.
Yeah. It's, what is this called?
I love this.
They're just calling it skimming.
Yeah, no. You're just skimming money.
No, it's a thing. Hold on, I'm going to fucking Google. She didn't pull up the right...
Well, you know what? Google can't always win.
When I said fucking Google, it pops up. When I say that, and because it assumes I'm asking for like a request.
Gosh, that's hilarious. Well, that's some good stuff with the Illuminati. You can sit over there and try to figure the skimming off the top thing, but I think it's just stealing. I think the word you're looking for is stealing.
No, it starts with an E.
It starts with an E?
Somebody's going to be listening and be like, you dipshit.
Yeah, you dipshit.
Here's what it is.
E. It starts with an E. Okay, now let me take a guess. Is it, I have no idea even where to begin on this.
From a business. I don't know.
This is going to drive you nuts the rest of the day. I love it.
Which is why I'm figuring this out.
And that's all right. Well, while you try to figure it out, I'm going to toss you my bullshit. I have two conspiracy theories over here. One of which I found on the internet today. The other one I completely made up off the top of my head. Dev, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Before we get to this, what is the current score? Because we have been keeping track and I know I'm behind, I think by 2.
Embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
It starts with an E and the word is embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
Somebody out there listening is like, there you go.
I love that. What's the current score of this podcast?
12 Devin, 10 Gunner.
Okay. 12 to 10. I'm coming back right now. We're going to be one behind after we're done with this episode. Here's the first one. You ready?
I should have never started this whole podcast out with giving you your tells.
No, it's good.
I would be winning so much.
I don't know, because like I think eventually I would have figured it out. Like it took.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I could have, because it took my willpower and creativity to figure this out.
No, it didn't. I told you exactly how I knew the one you made up.
Okay, well, here we go. Okay. Are you ready?
All right,
ready. Here's the first one.
Okay.
The Lost Island of Akuru. You ready for this?
Yep.
In the 14th century, books were written about an ancient island in the South Pacific called Akuru, which had a thriving society because it was made up of mountains containing diamonds and other precious gems. The island, which in today's standards was roughly the size of Rhode Island, which I've never been to Rhode Island. Is that big? Is Rhode Island
tiny?
Okay, so it's not
small
that big.
State in the United States.
I knew it was a small state. I didn't know how big. I've never been there. And back in the day, it mysteriously disappeared in the year 1104 and left behind no clues as to why. Okay. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the island was attacked by pirates so many times they were able to wipe out the population of people to take control of the island. 2 years later, a hurricane came through, raising the water levels above the island to the point it left behind no evidence of the island's existence.
Okay.
That is the Lost Island of Akuru.
All right. How do you spell Akuru?
Okay. I-C-U-R-U. Akuru.
I see.
U-R-U. Yep. Okay. Here we go. The next one. Birds or government drones. Ready for this?
Okay.
Birds have been flying the skies of this planet all the way back to the times dinosaurs were walking the earth, making them one of the only animals out there with a direct link to them. In the 1900s, the government took notice of the bird population and saw a unique opportunity. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the CIA has wiped out millions of birds and replaced them with government drones that appear as birds. There are claims the reason that the CIA assassinated JFK back in the day was because he refused to kill a billion birds and replace them with government drones.
Okay.
That is, birds are government drones.
Okay, I already know.
Which one?
You made up the Lost Island of Akuru.
How do you know that?
I'm not going to tell you how I know.
Okay, well, you got to tell me.
No, I don't. Remember, the new way I do this is I don't tell you how I know. Score 13, Devin. You made up Lost Island of Akuru.
I have not confirmed or denied that.
What is, I already know. What does Akuru stand for? I feel like you made it up for something.
I just came up with a random name of an island. What the fuck? I just came up with the name of an island that sounded like it'd be in the South Pacific.
I was wondering, and then once I knew it was the other one, I'm like, I wonder, that's why I asked you to spell it.
God damn it.
I was like, okay, I wonder if that one is, if it's like, if you tried to make it spell something
no,
funny.
No, I just came up with the word Akuru because I'm like, okay, that sounds like something I couldn't have possibly made up.
I'm not telling you how I know from now on.
This is stupid.
It's only 13 to 10. My lead is not enough for me to tell you.
I figured you thought I would make up the bird thing because it was so stupid, but apparently that's a real thing. Apparently the government has bird drones out there and they assassinated JFK.
I didn't even need you to say the second one until I knew during the first one that you made it up.
God. God damn it.
And before, I would tell you exactly the point that I knew, and I'm not doing that anymore.
All
now
right.
I have my own tactics.
All right. Your tactics suck.
My
whatever.
My tactics are awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, where can people find the podcast, Deb?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram. Go over there. If you're listening to us, of course, give us a like on our social media or you're an asshole.
Absolutely. You can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music. We're everywhere. You know, you can possibly find podcasts and everything. So do it. And next week, I'm coming back stronger and harder because I can't believe I just lost because of the fucking word Ikuru, which I thought was the most clever thing I came up with.
No, it's not because of Ikuru. It's not because of the word that I knew. It has nothing to do with that. I thought of that as soon as I knew that that was the one you made up, that's when I went back and looked at, that's why I asked you at the end how to spell it, because I was like, I guarantee you he has some stupid, like, name, like, it was like an acronym for something or whatever.
It wasn't an acronym, I just thought it sounded like an ancient island that would have disappeared in the Pacific.
That's not how I knew it, I'm not telling you.
Tell me why.
No.
Tell me how.
Absolutely fucking not.
Tell me everything.
No. All right, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and have a fan-fucking-tastic weekend.
Yeah, we'll see ya. This sucks.